And that, I think, is kind of our calling card. We're equal opportunity offenders, and we don't do it with malice. We do it with the goal of taking a purely economic perspective and seeing where that leads you.
And that's very different. I mean, we're going to get into a bunch of those issues you just talked about, but that's very different than the way people traditionally think about economics when they read the paper, macroeconomics, which, by the way, I think there's a pretty strong feeling in the current crisis somehow failed us.
Yeah.
Let us down.
Steve Levitt and others like him who do research, that you would, you know, if you wanted to generally categorize it, you could call it microeconomics or often applied microeconomics. And yeah, I think the average person, I know when I first began writing about economics 10, 12 years ago, what got me into it was behavioral economics, very small scale, micro, small bore, mostly experiments that seem to describe human behavior in a way that others often do try to describe, psychologists and anthropologists and so on, but economists use data in a different way to do that. Now, that was I was kind of like the college freshman that you're describing who kind of got seduced by one piece of economics that turned out to be just one little brick in a big building that was very, very, very different. And most people, like I did at the time, thought of economics as macro. And when you think, and I remember all the things that we know are very, very important, but are A, very complex, and B, are not very good at looking forward often. So I find it ironic.